Texas upholds constitutional right to defend itself from invasion. Texas border business. Governor Greg Abbott, the Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, and the Texas National Guard continue to work together to secure the border, stop the smuggling of drugs, weapons, and people into Texas, and prevent, detect, and interdict transnational criminal activity between ports of entry. Since the launch of Operation Lone Star, the multi-agency effort has led to over 501,300 illegal immigrant apprehensions and more than 39,800 criminal arrests, with more than 35,800 felony charges. In the fight against the fentanyl crisis, Texas law enforcement has seized over 467 million lethal doses of fentanyl during this border mission. Texas has also transported over 12,500 migrants to Washington, D.C. since April 2022, over 38,200 migrants to New York City since August 2022, over 31,700 migrants to Chicago since August 2022, over 3,400 migrants to Philadelphia since November 2022, over 16,300 migrants to Denver since May 18, over 1,500 migrants to Los Angeles since June 14. Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps created by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border. Every individual who is apprehended or arrested and every ounce of drugs seized would have otherwise made their way into communities across Texas and the nation due to President Joe Biden's open border policies. Recent highlights from Operation Lone Star, Governor Abbott: Texas has the constitutional right to defend itself from invasion. In a recent op-ed published by the New York Post, Governor Abbott reaffirmed Texas's constitutional right to defend itself from the invasion taking place at the Texas-Mexico border. The governor highlighted how Texas faces Mexican drug cartels that operate as a paramilitary along the Texas-Mexico border and illustrated how the U.S. Constitution empowers states to preserve the safety and well-being of every American citizen. One of the most crucial rights granted in the U.S. Constitution is a state's ability to secure its own border, writes Governor Abbott. Texas is leading the fight, with the help of governors from across the country, to do the job that President Joe Biden has failed to do. We will continue to build barriers that deny illegal entry into our state, arrest immigrants that cross illegally, and fulfill our duty to secure the border. We are inheritors of a responsibility first recognized by our brave ancestors more than 235 years ago. As long as we must, we will defend our state, and this nation, from grievous threats to our border. Read Governor Abbott's latest op-ed. Watch: DPS arrest Mississippi 13, gang member in Kinney County. Last week, an illegal immigrant led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit in Kinney County. The driver and the passenger, a Mississippi 13 gang member from Houston, bailed out after crashing into a ranch fence and were eventually arrested. Both men were charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. DPS troopers also referred two illegal immigrants to Border Patrol. Watch: human smuggler leads DPS on high-speed pursuit in Webb County. A human smuggler led DPS troopers on a high-speed pursuit, driving recklessly through traffic to evade troopers, over the weekend in Webb County. The driver allowed three illegal immigrants from Mexico to bail out of his vehicle before losing control and crashing into a curb. The driver was arrested and charged with evading arrest and smuggling of persons. Three illegal immigrants were referred to Border Patrol. DPS sees over 133 lbs. Of cocaine after traffic stop in Hidalgo County. A DPS trooper seized more than 133 pounds of cocaine during a traffic stop in Hidalgo County as part of Operation Lone Star last week. During a search of the vehicle, the trooper discovered cocaine concealed inside 48 plastic-wrapped bundles. The driver and passenger, both from Mexico, were arrested and charged with manufacturing and delivery of a controlled substance. The drugs have an estimated street value of $1.2 million. Texas National Guard installs enhanced barriers in El Paso. Texas National Guard Engineer Special Response Teams installed over 25 miles of triple-strand concertina wire in El Paso this week. Anti-climb barriers, ACB, finished with more concertina wire, continue to be deployed to reinforce existing barriers and deter illegal border crossings in the area. Texas National Guard reinforces canal in Shelby Park. SPC. Kenneth Wynn, a Surge Response Team 3 member, SRT3, describes how his team reinforced Turtle Creek Canal in Eagle Pass to close a gap underneath the bridge to stop and repel people attempting to cross illegally into Texas. "There's a canal underneath this bridge that have left us vulnerable for illegal immigrants to cross, so we're creating a barrier with C-wire and panels so we can control the traffic of illegal border crossings," said SPC Wynn. "Here in Shelby Park, we've barricaded all entry and exit points all the way around the park. It's great to see the support that we're receiving from not only Texans, but other states' guardsmen that are coming here to help us out."